from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, witness for the prosecution David Packer says Donald Trump told him to talk to his lawyer if negative stories come out against him. The former National Enquirer publisher says that Donald introduced him to his ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, in 2007 when the conversation took place. Years later, Packer allegedly paid adult film star Stormy Daniels to cover up the Trump affair with her prior to the 2016 election. Prosecutors say that money was buried in illegal accounting practices. A 40-year-old Ocean County man faces assault by auto charges after running his pickup truck into a tree.
Eric Perez Ramirez of Jackson was arrested following an early morning crash on Saturday in Toms River. Police say he was driving a 2020 Chevy Silverado with three passengers, two women, and one man, all local residents. The truck swerved on a turn and hit a tree, sending both women to the hospital where they're in stable condition. The driver failed field sobriety tests. Blood sample results were pending. Vote New Jersey 101.5 News.
Ghost guns are becoming a bigger problem for Jersey law enforcement. They're typically created privately without identities like a serial number. Tiffany Williams Brewer, chair of the State Commission of Investigation, says the influx of illegal weapons poses an obvious danger to our safety.
What may be less obvious is how much havoc even one or two of these guns can wreak in a community.
In 2019, law enforcement in New Jersey recovered 55 ghost guns. Last year, the number spiked to an average of about one ghost gun recovery daily. And how much of New Jerseyans' lifetime earnings go toward paying taxes? In a ranking of all U.S. states by Self Financial, Jersey was the worst, with 54% of a person's lifetime earnings going towards taxes. For more details, head over to NJ1015.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 forecast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. What was that about a chance of rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's 11:03. Here's fast traffic.
76 East is slow just off the Walt Whitman Bridge in Camden, and 295 South is closed in Belmar for construction between exit 28 and 26. Northbound Turnpike car lanes and northbound Western Spur closed for construction work. 440 South in Woodbridge still jammed up from King George's Road, past Woodbridge Avenue, past the Turnpike, and up toward Route 1 in Edison. It's construction. You've got some more slowdowns in Piscataway on 287 North with repairs between exit 8 and 9, and southbound busy into Edison as well on 287. 3 westbound is jammed. Secaucus out to the Western Spur of the Turnpike. 2 lanes closed for road work. 280 west jammed. Stickle Bridge to exit 13. Construction. Heaviest stretch of the parkway is northbound from 147 up to 150. That's fix-up work. And as we go across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, still looking okay at the George Lincoln and Holland Tunnel. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Did you know New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers? Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be brisk overnight with more clouds and a shower in a few spots toward daybreak. Lows will be in the upper 40s. Clouds will give way to some sunshine as we head into Wednesday. There will be a couple of showers around, maybe a rumble of thunder. It'll be breezy with highs in the mid-60s. Breezy into Wednesday evening and then clear to partly cloudy and chilly with areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas. As lows Wednesday night will be in the 30s. Back to a good deal of sunshine Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Piscataway, it's 51. Point Pleasant, it's 50. And in Camden, it's 53 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.